Really true. I get them all day. People forward them to me all the time. My CFO just forwarded me, hey, is this real? This is a payment notice from an ACH transaction that they deposited $75K in our account. Well, she was bright. She looked at it. It didn't make sense and it was incorrect. So she is vigilant, which is great. And we train that, you know, because training is so important, but humans are humans.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Toss C3 Podcast. I'm excited to welcome the founder of Toss C3, Greg Hanna. Greg, what's going on, man? How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. You know, and I'm telling you, I'm still recovering from the heat of talking to the UK Chili Queen last week. That was a pretty amazing interview.
Oh, there's big ones coming in February. Ricky Schroeder is going to be on the show and more coming in February. I'm telling you, this is going to be a slam dunk month in February. We're talking, and that's where you got to go again. The celebrity interviews live from the Grotto with Greg Hanna. All right. So let's kind of go to the topic today. We're going to transform your cybersecurity in 2024 for only $19.99 a month. Really, Greg?
What did you think? Did that have any intrigue for you when you heard that?
Oh, I'm like, as a business owner myself, especially now looking to invest in other businesses, the thing I'm going to do is, boom, I'm going to take this link and I'm going to say, hey, you know, because I'm working with a lot more B2B in 2024 as a CMO, helping other companies as a CMO. So let's kind of just jump into it.
Yeah, let's dive in. Let me tell you what this is all about. All right. So you've probably heard the terms attack surfaces, right? So that's areas where a hacker or is a vulnerability that they would go ahead and try to exploit. Well, some of the key processes or attack surfaces to worry about are servers, workstations, PCs, laptops, Macs, MacBooks, mobile devices such as iPhones, Androids, tablets, Chromebooks. I mean, that's what we're talking about. So that's the attack surface. So I decided to come up with a package that, you know, was, you can't say no to it. It's such a compelling offer. I mean, because what we're talking about is protecting, you know, the PC, the laptop, the server, the iPhone, Android, or tablet or Chromebook, and not only protecting that from the employee or yourself by clicking on things accidentally or, you know, not paying attention and opening a smishing attack when you get a text. Going ahead and renewing your Netflix when it wasn't really a Netflix ad, you know, and leaving yourself totally vulnerable to a ransomware attack or worse. But I'm backing this with not only TOSS's 24/7 analysis and their security operations center monitoring and remediations, but by autonomous AI. So we have AI built in here that's going to be responding to the microsecond or nanosecond even when something is going on. And then even on top of that is a worldwide global team, 24/7 experts watching this, a vigilance team from Sentinel One, who is the premier in endpoint protection and XDR solutions.
Well, that's impressive, because what it's doing is it's going to protect you from those faux pas that especially if you have a lot of employees, those faux pas they make that could cost you millions or even tens of millions of dollars. And you really can't fund that ransom attack, right? Because they're going to ransom the heck out of you and they're going to try to drain you, because what they're trying to do is specifically enough. This is the new world that we live in. One little mistake, and they're getting good now, Greg. You look at some of these emails and you think it's from the company.
No, it's really true. I get them all day. People forward them to me all the time. My CFO just forwarded me, hey, is this real? This is a payment notice from an ACH transaction that they deposited $75K in our account. Well, she was bright. She looked at it. It didn't make sense and it was incorrect. So she is vigilant, which is great. And we train that, you know, because training is so important, but humans are humans, especially around the holidays. You know, people bypass the training. They don't pay attention to the testing. And we do tons of phishing attack simulation testing around the holidays, and the numbers are astronomically higher than they are during the year. But, you know, let me tell you about the process. You know, when I say, you know, $19.99 a month, transform your cybersecurity, as soon as I mention something technical, you know, people like shut down, they get nervous. What do I do? I don't know anything about this. Am I a candidate? I've tried to open the kimono and take away all of the worry and fear. So here's the process. It's real simple. You know, they'll reach out to us, or they'll go to a landing page or send an email or whatever for a free consultation. What's going to happen in the consultation? We'll spend 15 minutes together understanding your unique environment, how you use technology, the type of technology you have, you know, any fears or worries that are present, you know, what your goals are and your mission for the next, you know, year, let's say, and are you positioned for that? With that information, my team will do an external and internal vulnerability assessment and penetration testing. And what we're looking for is the IT technology, we're looking at the security, and we're looking at information security or data compliance, all of these things which cover the backup. And this is all included in the system, but we go one step beyond the normal. We do what most people don't, and they really need to these days. In our transformation free consultation, we're going to do an Active Directory assessment. Active Directory is literally the open door to all of the information and simple hacking once somebody is able to breach your environment. There are so many, I want to say, unknown footholds that are available in Active Directory. I mean, users from 10 years ago, computers that you retired, you know, in the 90s. I mean, all of these different things people don't know about. And we're going to produce this comprehensive report. And with that in mind, we'll then be able to put a remediation plan in place and work with you, your IT team, your IT company, get that all resolved and level set. You know, then with that done, you know, if you decide to move forward with the transformation program for the 1999, it's really simple. It works on all technologies. I'm talking about Windows, talking about Apple, I'm talking about iOS, Chromebooks, Google Androids, you know, you name it, it's going to work with that system. And what it's going to do, as I mentioned, autonomous AI keeping you safe. You open an email, you click on it by accident, a link, it'll immediately kill, quarantine, alert the Security Operations Center, the TOS team will review it, the SentinelOne Vigilance team will review that on top of it, we'll make remediative steps and actions, and we'll make sure that you're all safe. Now, here's the first important thing. This attack surface are critical, right? Everybody uses these servers. They use them on their PCs all day long, every day. Everybody has a mobile device in their pocket. We have one more additional feature that you can opt in for, and what we call it is our cloaking technology. Now, if you think about the old days, right, the Star Trek and the Klingons and all that, they cloaked the bird of prey, right? You can't see it anywhere. Or in Predator, you know, the Predator pushed some buttons and he disappeared and you only saw this shimmer and glimmer. That's what we're going to do with your entire company. We're going to put a cloak of invincibility and invisibility over your company. And let me just ask you, if a hacker can't see you, can they hack you? No. So we're going to make you totally invisible to the internet and to everybody, only allowable for you, your own people, to come in safely and securely over a zero trust environment.
See, and I think that's awesome, because then employees that are going ahead and maybe going to the wrong places, you're going to be monitoring that, or they're shopping or different things, at least then that they're not going to know where this company, where that IP address is coming from. Because Greg, as you said, you visit a website, literally, especially it, what can happen is basically you can get hacked right off of just visiting a website, thinking it looks like a specific Amazon site, looking like a specific other site, or a lot of people are buying on websites and people haven't updated their website to protect themselves. You know, there are lots of websites out there that are not specifically protected. Now cloaking, that means at least it's not going back to the company, right?
That's yeah, not going back to the company. And, you know, even more important than that, if you have let's say a mid-sized company, even a small company. I've got some customers with 5 employees that use our, you know, remote desktop technology that's, you know, in the cloud, IT as a utility, we call it, where they just take a device and they log into a portal and then boom, their Windows desktop is right there just where they left it off. And they run everything either on their iPhone or tablet as if they were sitting in front of a big, heavy, beefy computer. So, I mean, even those people. But, you know, here's the thing. If you're cloaked and you can't see it and you go to log in to, let's say, that environment, it doesn't exist. It says can't be found, doesn't exist, you know, whatever. let me tell you the importance of this. I don't know if you've noticed, like over the summer and still going on as early as last week, there are companies, you know, like I'll just throw out NetScaler. I'm not trying to throw them under the bus, but you know, there's a technology, a firewall technology, and it's a target because, you know, hundreds of thousands of these are globally, right? So hundreds of millions of people use this technology every day to log in, especially in finance and in business and in hospital healthcare and so on. I mean, even FedEx uses it 100%. And what this does is it's a gateway or a firewall for logging in. And what the hackers do is they search and they scan for people using this device. Now, if you have our cloaking technology on top of your environment, they will scan and look on the internet, but you won't show up because you're not reachable, if you know what I'm saying. Now, during this year, I mean, billions of dollars were lost to hackers and ransomware because of, you know, flaws, what we call critical vulnerabilities inside the NetScalers. I mean, the MGM Grand, I think we all heard about that one over the summer when they were losing, like, I don't know, millions a day or a second or an hour or whatever. It was because of the Citrix NetScaler. How it worked is hackers have automated bots set up. They scan the internet all day for the targeted technology that has a critical vulnerability. In this case, the NetScaler. It produces a list with IP addresses, and then they either automate or they manually attack, trying to get in, exploit it, and then either leave a leave behind to come back later like a beacon, or they just go ahead and attack it right then. But again, if you're cloaked and hidden, it can't happen. You mentioned people logging into fake sites. There are two things I wanted to mention about that. First of all, there's what's called a drive-by attack, where you take a real website, let's say like an ESPN or an Amazon or something, and it has a flaw and has been hacked, and somebody injects, let's say, an ad that has a script in it, and you just, your mouse is the car and you're driving by and you put it over that infected image and that script executes and it downloads in the background malicious code that'll probably execute at some other point later in the day, reaching out to a server in another country or whatever and download, you know, the payload in the background, and then it'll be on a timer. Then it'll execute at some point, you know, 10, 20, 30 days later. And then the place is encrypted, shut down, miserable time. The other thing that happens is that a phishing attack, like there are companies out there that'll send out, like it'll look exactly like it came from Microsoft 365 or from FedEx or UPS or whatever. We send out these simulated phishing attacks as well, and they look identical. There's so much time put into creating the decoy, if you will. They look identical to a UPS site or a FedEx site or an Amazon site, identical. And so people get tricked, they click on it. So there's mistake number one is opening the email. Mistake number two is clicking on it. But then finally, you know, entering or logging information, that's the final, you know, yeah. So people will actually fill out usernames and passwords for that location. But luckily in our case, they're phishing testing simulated. So we'll just track that and then we'll come back for training and education, not to shame anyone. It's not about, you're a dummy, you did that. No, it's about, you know, trying to teach and help them be educated and understand, because, you know, everybody has a technology, but not everybody's a technologist. And, you know, I think that's something that people in our industry assume, you know, just because we know stuff that everybody knows stuff. And it's just not the case.
Right. And you have, and especially you talked about the MGM Graham, how many employees? You can't stop every employee from making a mistake.
Yeah.
I mean, there's mistakes every day, and you have a variety of different people who have access to computers, phones, laptops in your building. And it could even be a guest that comes in. So if you don't go ahead and protect yourself, these hackers know how to get through, and they use simple ways of people making mistakes. And then it's too late.
That's correct. You know, I'll give you a quick example. We were working with the municipality, and you know, the mayor was concerned about IT. You know, their person was skilled with the environment for what they had and what he knew, but had been there since, you know, the early 90s and so on. And, you know, things weren't running great. So she asked if we would do a external, internal penetration test, vulnerability assessment, and AD review. And we did that, and we found numerous amounts of issues that needed to be resolved. Knocked on wood then, and I'm knocking on again, that nobody exploited those, because they were, you know, like if there was a checklist of the things, the top 10 things to make sure that you don't have open or whatever, all 10 were open, if you will, in this environment. So we were able to resolve that. We were able to put in, you know, critical patching and infrastructure, and then processes and procedures to make sure that they are done. And then they went on the 1999 pack transformation package, and now are totally protected and, you know, totally secure. And this happened, I want to say, maybe months before two much larger cities in the Massachusetts area both got hit with a very bad ransomware attack that put them out of operation for months.
You're seeing more attacks today in 2024 than ever, right? In your career.
Exponential. Absolutely. Exponential.
Wow.
And you know what? It's a big business. And we talk about the Fortune, you know, 1,000, 500, 150. You know, this is a $50, $60 billion industry. I mean, and they run it like a Fortune company, right? You know, they have CEOs and executive teams. They have legal teams. You know, they have negotiators. They have, you know, the technical hackers and deployment people. I mean, all of this stuff. And because they know that most people have, you know, some level of cyber insurance, a million, 2 million, 10 million, depending on what their needs are. And they will do whatever they can to get as much as they possibly can. Now, of course, insurance companies negotiate that fee. So if you have 2 million in coverage and you get a request for 2 million, they're not going to pay 2 million. They have professional negotiators that work with the terrorists, if you will, because they're not really nice people. They're horrible people. And, you know, just spreading misery. And they will work and negotiate that down as best they can to save the insurance company money, as well as the insured. Now, another quick tidbit on that is people don't realize that you as the insured actually have to come up with the ransom payment. And then, provided you don't send the Bitcoin or whatever to a sanctioned country and pass the compliance test of the insurance company you're working with, they will then reimburse you. But a lot of people don't realize that they have to come up with $100,000, $500,000, million, $2 million on their own and then get reimbursed by their cyber carrier.
And a lot of places don't have that cash, right? You talk about a school district, or you talk about a hospital, that's coming up with that money fast is not easy, right? Getting cash out of and be able to pay that. And they're moving quickly. And the other problem is you're down, right, Greg, till it's fixed.
Yeah, you're down. And when you're down, you've got, you know, loss of business internally. You've got loss of reputation. You know, you have customers that have losses, or in the case of a school system, you have, you know, school that's not happening. And so you have to deal with, you know, parents and teachers and, you know, then, you know, whatever the ramifications are with the Commonwealth. Let's say here in Massachusetts, for not having the right amount of school time and hours, you know, for being taught, because you can't access anything. Especially these days, everything is automated and on computers. So, you know, it's not like the old days, you know, when I went to school, or we had the textbooks and, you know, the pencils and the erasers. It's a lot different now.
What about social media? That's becoming a big hacking playground now, too.
You know, it really is. You know, and one of the big things that I've seen on social media are fake accounts. You know, Facebook, you know, Instagram, there's a lot of fake accounts. There's a lot of honeypot type accounts where, you know, they'll put up AI pictures of, you know, pretty girls or handsome men and, you know, hoping that somebody will friend them, and then they'll hook them in and they'll start messaging them and be friends with them and so on. And, you know, in many cases, you know, these are just horrible people looking to scam you. You know, eventually they might start showing you, you know, their Bitcoin account balance. So I have $6 million, making money's easy if you know how. You know, I can teach you how to do that. you know, people get caught up in that, especially, you know, when, you know, the economy is soft or business is slow, you know, it's like, well, how do I make some money to, you know, to bridge the gap while I'm waiting for, you know, accounts receivables or whatever. So all of this stuff looks interesting. And what ends up happening 9 out of 10 times is people, you know, get milked out of either the crypto they send or the fiat currency that they wire to them.
Because they want, why do they want that currency versus cash? Like, you know, like regular.
What, crypto?
Yeah.
Well, obviously it's harder to trace. Let's put it that way. Right. And you can't claw it back once you send it.
Oh, man. All right. So this is just great information, but how can people right now get the special offer of $19.99? What can they do?
Well, I'd say probably the fastest and easiest way to do it is either go out to the website and click on free consultation in the top right hand corner. And, you know, it might ask you a couple of questions and fill them out or not. But in the notes section, just say, hey, I'm interested in the $19.99 transformation offer. And, you know, again, that'll schedule you right then for the initial consultation, which will lead to, you know, all of these, you know, tens and of hours of, you know, free work that you're going to get. And at the end of the day, if you decide not to move forward financially, you still have this great report and tons of information about your environment that, you know, will help you in 2024 to stay safe and secure.
All right. Stay safe and secure as well, Greg. Take care, man.
Thanks.
All right. That was the Toss C3 podcast, guys. Take care.